Previously on The Walker's Switch.
Everybody knew that green was cheese and onion and blue was salt and vinegar. So I think we kind of switched the colours. The way I remember it changing was like this advert that is like crystallised really clearly.
Three witnesses who independently corroborate each other are certainly better than one. And that could be the foundation for a very strong case indeed.
This is The Walker's Switch, an investigative podcast about crisps.
We've been searching far and wide for more evidence, for more testimonials, for more proof. And then something crazy happened. Something we couldn't have planned. Something we weren't prepared for. On Wednesday, 12th of April, 2017, Lauren attended the launch of Giant Robot, a street food hub in Canary Wharf. And there, by complete coincidence, she met Gary Lineker. Yes, Gary Lineker, the ex-England football legend come Match of the Day presenter, the man who holds England's record for most goals scored in the World Cup, and, most importantly, the face of Walker's Crisps. So, Lauren, you met Gary Lineker.
Correct.
Can you tell me a bit about how that unfolded?
So, a friend of mine, who I won't name for reasons of anonymity, had invited me because she had a free pass to the launch of Giant Robot, which is a sort of brand of street feast food vendors. And I went along and I'd had a few drinks, I can't deny, and partway through the night, I noticed Gary Lineker. And so I went up to him and I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, "Gary, do you remember Walker switching the colours of their cheese and onion salt and vinegar crisp packets?" To which he said, "Yeah, of course they did." And I said, well, it didn't happen by all accounts. Walker's deny that this happened. And he said, "Well, they're lying. It definitely happened. I remember it." And so then I started to probe a little further, at which point he said, "Who are you? What do you want from me? Please leave me alone."
So you told him that Walker's deny it?
Yes.
And he said that they're lying. And you're sure that he used the word lying?
I mean, sure is a strong word, given, as I said before, I'd had a few
drinks. How many drinks are we talking?
Again, hard to say.
Can we have just a rough estimate?
I
just need to know if you're a reliable witness.
I don't know, maybe five.
Five beers or five double gin tonics?
So long ago. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay. And so you're making a podcast about whether Walker switched the colours of the cheese and onion and salt and vinegar crisp packets, right?
Yes.
And so you see Gary Lineker by complete chance.
Yeah.
And he says all that to you, but you don't record it.
So, that is right, yeah. I mean, I was with my friend at the time, and I remember saying to her, "Oh my God, that's Gary Lineker." And I told her, I gave her a bit of context, told her about the podcast that we were making, and she said, "Well, you can't not ask him the question." And I was a little bit starstruck, I have to say, and I thought it quite imposing of me to go up to a dinner table of, I don't know, maybe 20 people that he was sat at, to ask him this question. But taking her advice, I did it anyway. But I think in the moment, partly because I didn't have a device on which to record, and partly because I was just so preoccupied with not saying anything untoward to Gary Lineker, that I just didn't record it.
I mean, you had your phone, right?
I'm not sure I did, you know.
You went out without your phone?
Well, no, I just don't think I had it on me. I think it was a case of kind of putting it in a bag that I put somewhere else.
Right.
But yeah, I didn't record that conversation.
I was fuming. Lauren had met our key witness and she'd been too shit-faced to record him. We had to find another way to get him to repeat his admission on the record. So we tried to hire him for the night.
Champions.
Hi, I'm just calling about the possibility of booking Gary Lineker for an event.
Okay, no problem. What was the event?
It's about key figures in advertising and sort of strange advertising moments.
Okay, so do you have a budget for this?
Well, I was wanting to ask how much it might be.
Yeah, I mean, his Gary Lineker's kind of event fee is $25K.
$25K, okay.
Yeah. Do you have that kind of budget?
Well, I'd have to speak to my associates and stuff and see if they could release that budget, but we'll think about it. Alas, having spoken to my associates, it was decreed that Gary was too expensive.
But it turned out the evidence we needed was freely available. Gary's admission wasn't a rare drunken slip-up at a street feast launch. He had spoken about it on another podcast, on Series 1, Episode 3 of At Home with Colin Murray.
The one thing I hold you responsible for in a bad way, when I grew up, salt and vinegar crisps were blue. They changed it for salt and vinegar to green. You ask a 20-year-old kid today what colour salt and vinegar crisps are, they'll say green automatically. That's on your conscience, Lineker.
Well, it might be, but it wasn't my decision.
So did you protest?
I think I probably did way back when. Yeah, I don't know. I can't even remember why that changed. But I don't know. I think it kind of improved them in a way. Yeah, that's in my contract to say.
Gary was openly admitting the colours had changed. He was just talking about it as though it wasn't a big deal. On the 22nd of December 2017, Gary did it again. At 10:56 a.m, in response to a tweet from Theresa May about how our great, proud nation will return to a blue passport post-Brexit, Gary tweeted, "Maybe it's time to change salt and vinegar packets back to blue, symbolising our citizenship of a proud, great, crisp-making nation." Gary was admitting it happened, publicly, and he was doing it left, right and centre. Gary, the face of Walkers, the man who has been starring in Walkers adverts for 25 years, remembers the Walkers switch. We needed to ask him more. When does he think it happened? But more importantly, why did it happen? Gary seemed like a beacon of hope, a man on the inside, a man who might be willing to talk.
And then, after months of hunting, we found an inside source. That inside source tipped us off as to Gary's movements on the morning of the 12th of February 2019. He had an appointment in Soho, which meant so had we. We waited outside the building until he emerged and approached him in the street.
Hi, Gary. Hi, lovely to meet you. I was wondering if I could ask you a question about Walkers. Do you remember them switching the colours of cheese and onion and salt and vinegar? When did that happen?
Oh, long ago.
When?
I don't know. It's before I started, so it's over 25 years ago.
Do you remember why they did it?
No. I think it might have been when Pepsi bought them, and maybe they wanted to do it for somewhere else.
Like 89-ish.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't answer that question. Google it. I'm sure you can.
But Walkers deny that it ever happened.
No, they didn't.
Walkers say it didn't happen.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Everyone knows it happened.
No, there's an FAQ on the Walkers website saying that it didn't happen.
Maybe that's from when Pepsi bought them.
Okay.
Don't know.
You don't know, but it definitely happened. You remember it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Gary remembers. Gary remembers the Walkers switch. He's not sure when it happened. He's not sure why it happened, or he can't tell us. But he remembers. Weirdly, Gary denies that Walkers deny the Walkers switch. So either he was never properly briefed by Walkers, or he's just, along the years, forgotten the Walkers party line. That, or he's claiming ignorance of Walkers denial to maintain plausible deniability in front of his employer. Why did you tell them it changed, Gary? I didn't know, sir. I wasn't briefed. This could be his way of leaking the truth. He could disagree with their covering up of the switch and want to speak out. We know he's clashed with Walkers before. For example, in 2016, Lineker came out in support of the campaign Stop Funding Hate, which aims to convince brands to stop advertising with publications that fuel hatred, fear and division, like the Daily Mail or the Sun. Gary was slammed by the Sun after he stood up for child refugees on Twitter, and he tried to get Walkers to withdraw their advertising from the paper. But they refused. So
Walker's and Gary are clearly at odds when it comes to politics. But does that mean he's trying to leak the truth that the switch happened? Was denying that Walker's denied the switch a cunning plan or just genuine ignorance? We'll never know. Either way, the fact remains. Gary Lineker remembers the switch. Just like Malcolm Green, just like John Locke and Liam and Sean and Donna and Patrick Moore, just like 2 out of 3 people in Britain. We can't find a single pack on Google that is the other way around. Not one old photograph of some 80s kid in prescription aviators clutching a bag of Walker's green cheese and onion and grinning. Not one ancient blue Walker's salt and vinegar pack knocking about on eBay. Not a single retro Walker's ad on YouTube that betrayed the past in which the colours were inverted. We had seemingly nothing. But we also had everything. Because we had the people on our side. We had Gary on our side.
To come back to the question we raised in episode 1, who do we trust? Should we trust our Google search results? Should we believe in the Walker's FAQ? Or should we put our faith in memories and witness statements? So many people had told us it happened. They were sure it happened. To quote Gary, everyone knows it happened. We were trying to stay impartial. We really were. But we were starting to come down on the side of the people. On the side of memory. Next week, the question we've all been asking. Are the Tories to blame?
That there were people working for the Conservative Party who might well have tried mind control through the packaging of the nation's favourite potato-based snacks.
It's definitely a plausible hypothesis for why John Major did so well. We need more research on it, and we need that research very soon, or we're basically failing to understand why people vote the way they vote.
The Walker's Switch is produced by Augustine Cerf and Lauren Peters. Written by Augustine. Edited by me, Lauren. Sound designed by Dougal McDermid. With music by Philip Geiler. And a special thanks to Graham.